A massive study put out this month by the World Wildlife Fund shared shocking results. Over the last 40 years, worldwide populations of birds, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, and fish have declined by 50%. Put another way, the planet has half as many animals as it did in the early 70s. Now, most of us don't spot many animals in a day, so it's not easy for us to get a sense of how animal populations are changing locally. But at Pepperwood Preserve, a large plot of conserved land north of Santa Rosa, a team of wildlife watchers stand at the ready 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay. So we're approaching our camera location.
Stephen Hammerick is a technician at Pepperwood. Today, Hammerick and preserve ecologist Michelle Halber are taking me on a tour of one of their wildlife camera traps.
First thing that we do when we approach the camera is that we want to take what we call as a whiteboard.
This is one of 20 cameras like it spread about the property. They are motion activated, so every time an animal passes in front of it, it captures an image. Hammerick stands in front of the camera with a board. On it, written in erasable marker, is the date, time, and camera location.
Then we will flash that in front of the camera, and that way we can identify the beginning of this visit.
The pictures from these traps are collected and cataloged every few weeks to give researchers an idea of what animals are on the property, where they are found, and what time and season they're out and about. Pepperwood is following a system that's been used around the world to track animals with cameras. It's called the Wildlife Picture Index, and as far as they know, this is the first site in North America to do this. The camera we're visiting is off the road a few feet, on a hillside among scrubby brushes. I ask if it's a productive one for sightings.
For being in the chaparral, it does produce quite a few pictures. There's deer and bobcat, fox, rabbits. This is a kind of a hot spot for rabbits.
Conservationists use this information in many ways. For example, a map produced by the Bay Area Open Space Council, a land preservation group, predicts where animals migrate between large areas of land.
And Pepperwood happens to lie right in the center of that wildlife corridor in the Mayacamas Range.
But we don't know if that's really true, says ecologist Michelle Halber. These cameras will help check that.
We can also look at the impact of our management. So on the ground, the grazing we're doing, the removal of invasive species, maybe reintroducing fire, how do they impact the species that are here?
So far, researchers have been delighted by what they've found. They've seen black bears, coyotes, pumas, even birds.
Meadowlarks, an owl, I believe it's a screech owl. Even sometimes a spider will hang down in front of the camera and trigger it. And let me tell you, perfect timing for Halloween, that spider looked huge.
After checking the camera, removing the old memory card and inserting a fresh one, they take the information back to the offices. Kobe Lafayette Kelleher is a volunteer at Pepperwood. She's cataloging images, identifying what animals are present.
You really get a feel for the fact that there's still wildlife out there, because sometimes all you do is see it on the side of the road. That's not particularly encouraging. But here we have robust wildlife. It's just a great place for them to live and be safe and thrive.
The hardworking cameras should help the area remain that way. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Santa Rosa.